Good morning, Zion Lutheran. So I'm a Zion Lutheran newbie. First time I've been here. So usually the people in the front row, but I've heard the back row way in the back is also filled with experience. So if I get lost, that's who I come to take me forward, okay? So you're pre-warned. Our message for this morning is we're going to be talking about the commandments of God. And generally speaking, when I say that, people kind of clench up and get nervous because for a lot of people, God's commandments don't bring good thoughts to mind, you know, to do and not to do. And, you know, I have to follow my P's and Q's and all that kind of stuff. But hopefully we're going to see it differently this morning. Jesus is going to talk about the fact that God's commandments are strong evidence of his love for us, that he shares what he wants and what he wills because he's our creator and he knows what's best for us. So that's what we're going to study for today. Blessings on your worship. We will open our worship with the singing of the first hymn.
Greetings in our risen Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We welcome you to the Sunday, July 25th, 2021 worship service at Zion Lutheran Church, Lincoln, Illinois. Participating in the production of this broadcast are Casey Jones, Rachel Welker, and Terry Biggs. Our organist is Dora Thompson. The opening hymn is number 663, Rise, My Soul, to Watch and Pray. Hymn number 663, found in the Lutheran Service Book. Larry and Nancy Gunterman are sponsoring the flowers and the radio broadcast on the to the glory of God and loving memory of their son, Nathan, June 14, 1994 to July 26, 2016.
This morning in the name of the only true God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord, and you forgave the iniquity of my sin. O Almighty God, merciful Father, I, a poor and miserable sinner, confess unto you all my sins and iniquities with which I have ever offended you, and justly deserve your temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them, and I pray you of your boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor, sinful being. Upon this your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of Christ, announce the grace of God unto all of you. And in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Let's join now in the psalmody, Psalm 136, verses 1 through 9, spoken responsively. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of gods, for his steadfast love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his steadfast love endures forever. To him who alone does great wonders, for his steadfast love endures forever. To him who by understanding made the heavens, for his steadfast love endures forever. To him who spread out the earth above the waters, for his steadfast love endures forever. To him who made the great lights, for his steadfast love endures forever. The sun to rule over the day, for his steadfast love endures forever. The moon and stars to rule over the night, for his steadfast love endures forever. Almighty and most merciful God, the protector of all who trust in you, strengthen our faith and give us courage to believe you, to believe that in your love you will rescue us from all adversities. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. The Old Testament lesson for this ninth Sunday after Pentecost is written for our learning in Genesis, the ninth chapter, beginning with verse 8. Then God said to Noah and to his sons with him, "Behold, I establish my covenant with you and your offspring after you, and with every living creature that is with you, the birds, the livestock, and every beast of the earth with you. As many as came out of the ark, it is for every beast of the earth. I establish my covenant with you, that never again shall all flesh be cut off by the waters of the flood, and never again shall there be a flood to destroy the earth." And God said, "This is the sign of the covenant that I make between me and you and every living creature that is with you for all future generations. I have set my bow in the clouds, and it will be a sign of the covenant between me and the earth. When I bring clouds over the earth and the bow is seen in the clouds, I will remember my covenant that is between me and you and every living creature of all flesh. And the waters shall never again become a flood to destroy all flesh. When the bow is in the clouds, I will see it and remember the everlasting covenant between God and every living creature of all flesh that is on the earth." God said to Noah, "This is the sign of the covenant that I have established between me and all flesh that is on the earth." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. We join in the catechetical review spoken responsively. What is the fourth petition? Give us this day our daily bread. What does this mean? God certainly gives daily bread to everyone without our prayers, even to all evil people. But we pray in this petition that God would lead us to realize this and to receive our daily bread with thanksgiving. What is meant by daily bread? Daily bread includes everything that has to do with the support and needs of the body, such as food, drink, clothing, shoes, house, home, land, animals, money, goods, a devout husband or wife, devout children, devout workers, devout and faithful rulers, good government, good weather, peace, health, self-control, good reputation, good friends, faithful neighbors, and the like. The epistle lesson is taken from Ephesians, the third chapter, beginning with verse 14. "For this reason I bow my knees before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth is named, that according to the riches of his glory, he may grant you to be strengthened with power through his Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may have strength to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and height and depth, and to know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge, that you be filled with all the fullness of God. Now to him who is able to do far more abundantly than all the work or all that we ask or think, according to the power at work within us, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Holy Gospel according to St. Mark, the sixth chapter. Glory be to thee, O Lord. Immediately he made his disciples get into the boat and go before him to the other side, to Bethsaida, while he dismissed the crowd. And after he had taken leave of them, he went up on the mountain to pray. And when evening came, the boat was out on the sea, and he was alone on the land. And he saw that they were making headway painfully, for the wind was against them. And about the fourth watch of the night, he came to them, walking on the sea. He meant to pass by them, but when they saw him walking on the sea, they thought it was a ghost and cried out, for they all saw him and were terrified. But immediately he spoke to them and said, "Take heart, it is I, do not be afraid." And he got into the boat with them, and the wind ceased. And they were utterly astounded, for they did not understand about the loaves, but their hearts were hardened. When they had crossed over, they came to the land of Gennesaret and moored to the shore. And when they got out of the boat, the people immediately recognized him and ran about the whole region and began to bring the sick people on their beds to wherever they heard he was. And wherever he came, in villages, cities, or countryside, they laid the sick in the marketplaces and implored him that they might touch even the fringe of his garment. And as many as touched it were made well. This is the gospel of the Lord. We make confession of our Christian faith using the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. You may be seated for the singing of the sermon hymn.
The hymn of the day is number 535, How Wide the Love of Christ, number 535, found in the Lutheran Service Book.
Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The text that we want to consider for our message today is taken from John, the 15th chapter, beginning with verse 8. My Father is glorified by this, that you bear much fruit, and so prove to be my disciples. Just as the Father has loved me, I have also loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things I have spoken to you so that my joy may be in you and so that your joy may be full. This is my commandment, that you love one another just as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, that one lay down his life for his friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. No longer do I call you slaves, for the slave does not know what his master is doing. But I have called you friends, for all the things that I have heard from my Father I have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you, and appointed you that you would go and bear fruit, and that your fruit would remain, so that whatever you ask of the Father in my name, he may give you. This I command you, that you love one another. In his October 8, 2012, Turning Point Daily Commentary, David Jeremiah writes, "Remember when you first drew pictures with an Etch-a-Sketch? If you wanted to change your mind, you could simply shake it, and everything would disappear, and you could start all over again. It was actually one of the most popular toys in all of history. Unfortunately, too often our society writes its moral standards on its own Etch-a-Sketch. Our cultural sense of right and wrong is based on societal consensus, not on the unchanging Word of God. In abandoning the absolute standards of a holy God, we've become a world in which morality is relative. It's whatever people want it to be. Christians take a different view. The Lord didn't write his commandments on an Etch-a-Sketch. They were carved in stone, indicating their durable and permanent value. The commands of God flow from his character and establish the moral baseline of the universe. No matter how hard it tries, this world can never erase the truth of God's word or the demands of his Ten Commandments. They are rock solid, and we can base our moral codes on the tablets of his holiness." There was a survey taken not too long ago in the United States where people were asked to compare how quickly they could recognize the ingredients of a Big Mac versus the commandments written in Exodus 20. It may surprise you to know that most Americans were able to speak the ingredients of a Big Mac before they could speak the contents of God's commandments. Most people, when surveyed, could mention the seven ingredients to all beef patties, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions, and a sesame seed bun. You probably even had the tune going in your head. 80% of Americans were able to recognize the ingredients of a Big Mac. Only 60% recognized "do not kill." Only 45% knew "honor your father and your mother." 34% knew "remember the Sabbath day." And only 29% recognized "you shall have no other gods." It seems America knows their hamburgers, but not so much God's commands. Maybe this is because people misunderstand God's purpose for his commandments and his commands. If you remember from your catechism days, Luther identified three purposes for God's law or his commandments. The broadest is to stem to some extent the coarse outbreak of sin, that conscious, that moral right and wrong that is in each and every one of us in all societies. Second use was to show us our sin and need of a Savior. And the third purpose, and this is for Christians only, is to identify how we might thank and praise our God for all the blessings that he gives us. For many people, when they think of God's commandments, they think of rules imposed to control and hamper the free investigation of things that are fun, joyful, and popular. They also view God as harsh, unbending, and out of touch. Our text for today, through the eyes of Jesus, speaks a wholly different purpose of God's commands. Jesus says that the commands of God are a primer on love. That is, His love for us and how we can express our love for others. God's commands are based on His love, informed by His perfect wisdom and knowledge of how to live well and successfully. Jesus opens our eyes to this fact when He says, "Just as my Father loved me, I have also loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in His love. These things I have spoken to you so that my joy may be in you and so that your joy may be full." God created this world perfectly. Adam and Eve knew exactly how to live in a manner that pleased God and perfectly expressed a healthy relationship with God and with each other. They also possessed the perfect ability to do God's will and an unwavering desire to live exactly as God wanted. God only had to give them one express command: "Do not eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, for on the day that you eat of it, you will surely die." God didn't give this commandment to trip them up, but to allow them to have a special way to say, "I love you," to God for all that He had done for them. But unfortunately, Adam and Eve sinned against this command. And when they sinned, they lost the complete understanding of God's will. They lost that perfect motivation to serve God, and they lost the joy of serving God. And they passed this loss on to all of us. And so God, in His love, took it upon Himself to clearly communicate His will for us through His Ten Commandments and all the other commandments that He has given us in Scripture to explain what these simple statements fully mean. And again, God's love was His motivator for giving us His commands. Most child psychologists agree that one of the worst things a parent can do for their children is to not give them rules and structure under which to live. Back in the 60s, there was a man by the name of Dr. Benjamin Spock, and he proposed that parents should only give loose guidelines to their children. He believed that children, if given the chance, would, on their own, find their way and make their way into society. Needless to say, the past 50 years have proved him wrong. It's been scientifically concluded that children, given good rules and structure from loving parents, have the best opportunity to live happy and fulfilling lives. Our belief in God loving us through His commandments is shown by our attitude towards His commandments. If we strive with all of our being to follow His will, even when it's hard, we can show that we know that God's will is an expression of His love for us. But if we know God's will and still choose to live according to our own desires, we deny God's love for us. We need to often take an accounting of our life and see where we stand in this regard, and then pray that the Holy Spirit would grow and change us to love God as He loves us. God loves us in our families. He proved it by clearly giving us best practice commands for best possible life. His commandments also produce the best possible way that we can live amongst those with whom we are in relationship in this world. Jesus goes on to say, "This is my commandment, that you love one another just as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, that one lay down his life for his friends. This I command you, that you love one another. There's a small verse in Ephesians that goes like this. Each one should submit to the other. What a powerful concept. It encapsulates the type of love that God shows us each and every day of our lives, especially in regards to our salvation. And it's a love that each and every one of us is capable of showing because the Holy Spirit lives in us, enabling us to do the uncommon. To submit in biblical language is to think of others' needs before we think of our own. It is to place ourselves in a place where we can bless others and not lord ourselves over others. It's the kind of action that is very hard to conceive of doing except for those closest to us. But it's the kind of actions for which we are so grateful when others show it to us. It is exemplified to the extreme in our Savior's actions, spoken of in Philippians 2, where Paul tells us, He, Christ, did not consider equality with God something to hang on to, but He made Himself nothing, taking on the very form of a servant, and became obedient unto death, even death on a cross. Christ's own submission, as an example to us, resulted in our being able to be saved and to have a loving relationship with our God. Our submitting to those that God places into our lives brings a similar blessing. I guarantee that if we love others the way that God has loved us, others will notice. When we choose to love rather than react with revenge when others hurt us, we will be noticed. If we seek to bless others, even when there is nothing to be gained for ourselves, we will be noticed. When we teach our families that love, not anger or selfishness, is the most important motivator for the actions in our lives, we create the best possible legacy in this world and in the world to come. I was speaking with a pastor friend of mine in Bloomington a few weeks ago. He comes from a family that was not Christian. In fact, he comes from a family where multiple divorces occurred and they were homeless at times. I asked him, how did you become a pastor? And he said, it's the people in my life that were Christians that showed me their life that made me want what they have. God is asking us to respond to His amazing love for us with amazing love of our own. With the Holy Spirit's help, we can truly do so. And so this morning we have heard God's primer on love. It is based on His commands. Love God carefully by always following His commands. And carefully following His commands will help us to love others as we have been loved. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And now may the peace of God that passes all human understanding keep our hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.
have been sharing in the morning worship at Zion Lutheran Church, 205 Pulaski Street in Lincoln, Illinois, where you have just heard Reverend David Ehlers deliver the message for this morning. If you cannot physically be present, join us every Sunday morning on the radio at 8 a.m. over WLLM 1370 a.m. or WLLM 105.3 FM on Facebook Live or on the internet at www.zlclinc.org. Zion services are also available on cable channel 5 and on the LCTV app on your smartphone on Sundays at 10 a.m. and 5 p.m. and also on Wednesdays at 5 p.m. Zion is a member congregation of the Worldwide Fellowship of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. If you are without a church home, we invite you to become a part of the Zion family. If we may assist you in any way, please call us at 732-3946 or write to us at Zion Lutheran Church, 205 Pulaski Street, Lincoln, Illinois, 62656. Zion also offers a premier education with the Christian worldview for children from age 3 to the 8th grade at Zion Lutheran School. If you would like more information concerning our school, please contact the office at 732-3977. May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen.
Please rise for prayer. Holy God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, we thank you that you came into our world to shed your light of truth. We had lost your truth through our own sin, and darkness lived in our world, and we could not dispel it. But you loved us, and you sent your Son, who is the Word of Life, into this world. First of all, through your spoken word that you gave to us through the mouth of Moses and the prophets and the apostles. And in that word, you gave us your commands that show us the way to a good life, to a true life, expressed and founded on your love for us. Whenever we feel like we don't want to do what you ask us to do, remind us of that love. Remind us that you are more wise than we are. Remind us that walking away from your truth leads to death, not life. And Holy Spirit, work in us repentance and draw us back to your truth so that we may know the goodness of living your loving life. We pray for this church because you are a beacon of light into this community. We thank you that this message goes out over the radio waves and over the internet and through every other means, hopefully also through our bodies and our lives as we go out into the community and people see us as we live your commanding truth. May others be aware of who we are and whose we are. And may they want to know what we have that makes us live in a way that is obviously good and right and salutary. We also pray for those that are struggling in body, soul, and spirit. We pray also for a successful surgery and ask that anyone who is struggling in this way may come close to you, that their hearts may be filled with your peace and your truth and the knowledge that they have gained over their lifetimes of you caring for them and blessing them and restoring them. We also now name those that we have in our hearts. These and all things we raise before your throne of grace in the name of our Savior Jesus Christ, who has also taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. We pray, blessed Lord, you have caused all holy scriptures to be written for our learning. Grant that we may so hear them, read, mark, learn, and inwardly digest them, that by patience and comfort of your holy word, we may embrace and ever hold fast the blessed hope of everlasting life. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. The Lord be with you. Bless be the Lord. And now with believing hearts, receive the benediction of your God. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord look upon you with his favor and grant you his peace. I neglected to identify myself to you, and I'm Pastor David Ehlers. So if you read my name and you pronounced it like that, then give yourself a star. Very few people do. I do know of one announcement, and that is that there will be Bible class following service in a place to be determined, because I don't know where it is, but I'm sure that somebody will show me that way. Do you also have an announcement?
Yeah, just a couple things. We do have a bonus meeting Tuesday night. It would be nice if we could go free for free and have more. It will not be a heavy meeting, some approval of the previous meeting's minutes and board's report. The parking lot repair at both facilities begin this week. They should be at the church and school doing the whole repairs on Monday. They will finish the school ceiling and everything this week, and then they will be back up here at the church the first week of August to fill cracks, seal, and stripe. So kind of keep that up with what's going on with the parking lot. And then a lot of announcements on our 150th. We feel like we've been trying very hard to make the announcements. Please be aware, there's going to be a lot of activities August all the way through the end of October. Thank you.
Anybody else have any announcements they would like to share? Okay, well, it was a pleasure serving you. Hopefully that message of today gives you the sense that we live a very privileged life. You know, we don't have to go to Barnes & Noble and buy all those books on how to live a good life, right? We have all the truth we need right in God's Word. So embrace that and live it to your best with your Holy Spirit's help. By the way, I am vaccinated, so if you want to shake my hand or bump me, then let me know. Thank you.